All right, let's get started. Hi, everyone. This is the Cortana Analytics for Partners session. My name is Joshua Park, and I'm part of the Cloud Enterprise Partner Marketing team. And here with me today is Priya Sathy, the Principal Program Manager from our IMML Engineering team, as well as Alan Herrera, who's our Senior Product Marketing Manager from the U.S. Sub. So I really have two goals for this session. The first is to really talk about what the partner opportunity is for Cortana Analytics, and the second is to talk about how we at Microsoft can help you build successful practices around Cortana Analytics. And then at the end, we'll leave some time to answer any questions that you may have. So the opportunity for you is huge, and I believe businesses are recognizing that there is a ton of value in embracing data, $1.6 trillion to be exact, according to IDC, over the next few years. And they're gonna be willing to invest a lot to be able to capture that value, and I think that Microsoft is very well positioned. Our partners are very well positioned to capitalize on this opportunity for a few reasons. The first is what you've been seeing at this workshop. Microsoft has the best big data and advanced analytics platform on the cloud. And, you know, this slide you see that you've been seeing for a while, this workshop, it's not static. We're gonna continue to invest in this, and we're gonna continue to be the best in this space, and we think that that's gonna really light up a lot of new cool scenarios for you and your customers. And yeah, that's gonna be a really great opportunity for us. And next, I believe we're gonna monetize this through this suite. That's something that Microsoft has traditionally been really great at, is building these suites. We've seen this historically with Office, and last year, I've actually had the opportunity to be on the enterprise mobility team. What we've seen last year as we launched this was that we took a number of services that were part of enterprise mobility, brought it together in a suite, and one of the reasons why it was so effective is that it was really able for us to be able to simplify our message, and really go to our customers, and instead of talking about a set of different services, we were really able to come to their customers and talk about a single service, and that really worked well for us. Last year, in the first year for EMS, it grew tremendously well. It's on track to become the fastest billing product that we've ever had, faster than Office 365. And our enterprise mobility partners were really able to grow their businesses and really take advantage of that. We're gonna do something very similar with the Cortana Analytics suite. We're bringing a whole bunch of different services, and I think we're gonna really put our marketing and our licensing muscle behind it, and we think that by doing so, we're gonna be really successful in this space with Cortana Analytics. We're gonna put huge marketing dollars behind this campaign, and we think that there's gonna be a really great opportunity for partners to be able to come on the journey with us. And lastly, if you heard from Joseph Sirosh's keynote yesterday, a big key differentiator for us in that third piece is our partners. And so Microsoft traditionally has been a platform company. We will continue to be a platform company, thinking end-to-end, to light up all sorts of scenarios like the ones you see up here. But we're not gonna be building finished solutions, and that's really where we rely on our partner ecosystem, and that's really where I believe our opportunity is, to bring your expertise in your specific industries and domains, to build solutions on top of the take to your customers. And what you see here on this slide, this is just really a sampling of the types of solutions. It's just a sample of types to think about, the way in which we wanna go to market. But again, we're not gonna be building finished solutions. What we will ship is what we call pre-configured solutions, and I would think about them as something to get a customer going. They're more like solution accelerators, and it's really just to get the customer started, but we're not really gonna be building finished solutions. Finished solutions is where we need you, and really what our goal is here is, ideally, we would not just see an example of solutions, but instead, what we'll have is actual partner solutions filling this map. And that's something that we would love to have for both our sellers and a way for us to also be able to showcase you, and we'll talk about that a little later. And so how can Microsoft help? We've really worked hard to figure out how you, our partners, can get everything you need from us in the easiest and quickest way possible. I know that sometimes we could be a little difficult to navigate to find out where things are. And one of the things we want to do, especially for the Cortana Analytics Suite, is make sure that it's really, really easy for you guys to get everything you need from us. And so what do we call that? We're calling that Cortana Analytics Red Carpet for Partners. And so what is Red Carpet? We're kind of boiling it down to five key pieces that we heard from you that you were looking for from us. And we'll talk about these in more detail, but the five that we're thinking about is providing a concierge service that you can always contact if you need anything from us. The second is helping you stay up to date with all our resources like training and marketing materials, and this is becoming more and more important as we have a faster cadence of updates. Funding, being able to engage directly with engineering for support, and finally, being able to showcase you on our sites and selling with us. So we'll go into each of these in more detail. So first, concierge service. We want you to know that we are here to help and truly partner with you. We want to make sure you know that you're not left to go and fend for yourself and look for these things for yourself. We have set up a concierge team that you can contact at any time. It's capartnerconcierge@microsoft.com. Think of them as your navigator to help you if you ever have a question or need guidance, and we're going to be able to point you in the right direction. Now, that being said, they're not directly tech support. They're not going to help you directly with break-fix issues, but they're able to direct you on where do you need to go and who you need to contact. So feel free to contact them. And also, we're always looking for ways to better support you, always improve and provide you more and more as we need to. And so please feel free to contact the concierge to provide us feedback on how we can help and serve you better. So staying up to date. We wanted to make it easy for you, and we felt that the easiest way is just to have everything on a single site. And that single location is aka.ms/Cortana Analytics Partner. So please bookmark it. We're going to invest a lot of time to make sure that that is up to date and providing as much things as you need that are typically downloadable and linkable. And so from here, instead of just talking about it, let me show it to you and just walk you through it. You see it? All right, there we go. And so this is the site. Quick disclaimer, right now you need a NPN ID to be able to log into it. It's something that we're working on to make sure that if you don't have an NPN login that you're still able to access the resources. But today you do need your NPN login, which I encourage you guys to go get. And so this is a site. And what you can see is that we really tried to make it pretty straightforward in terms of what we're trying to provide. The first is to get started. And a couple things there is we do have a mailing list, and that's another way that we want to just push information to you on updates to what we've been doing. So I highly encourage you to just go to the mailing list, fill out the information, submit so that we can also contact you so that you don't have to constantly go to the site just to find out what's changed. We provide training, any pre-sales and post-sales support that you may need. If you need to contact our engineers, being able to get answers from experts from our MSDN forums, as well as a way to easily start getting listed with your logo and your pinpoint profile on our listing sites that we'll talk about later as well. So if you be able to see here, basically that is a YouTube video, but for whatever reason, it's not loading. And so as you can see, we basically tried to provide everything on a single page, pretty straightforward. And if you want to get trained, for example, you can go and click on the learning paths, and we have learning paths for ML, we have it for Stream Analytics and HD Insight. We have a number of on-demand videos that go in-depth into the products and specific services. Some of them are being recorded this month as we speak, so they're coming soon. But we want to make sure that these are areas that we can continually update because we know that it's a little difficult to always have to go and travel somewhere in person. By the way, thank you so much for flying all the way over here to come. I know many of you, if not all of you, have come to WPC, and only a couple months later you're coming again. I think that's just really cool. Pre-sale support, we're trying The three main things that we hear a lot from pre-sale support is technical support, marketing, and funding. And so we're trying to make it pretty easy for you to be able to go and look through this information. Post-sales. Each of the forums, and we'll talk about this later as we get into the engineering piece, but we have forums for each of the different products within the Cortana Analytics service that you're able to go, and people will be able to respond to you fairly quickly. And getting listed will have a place, and again, we'll talk about this, and you have a way to submit to be listed on our partner site. And so that's the site, and again, if you have any feedback on how we can improve or if there are things that we can do to help make the experience better or provide you things that are not shown here, definitely let us know through the concierge email. And just to go back. In a month or two, yeah. And so that's staying up to date. Again, please join our mailing list that you'll be able to see on the site. Funding. Microsoft wants to invest in your success, and we are not just doing it through materials, but we want to do it through funding as well. And we're providing funding to support you, not just in one location, but really in each step of the sales and deployment process. And if you add up the numbers, you can see that a partner for any given deal can receive up to $260,000 on a Cortana Analytics sales and deployment. Now, the funding amounts you see are the maximum amounts possible, so please keep in mind that that they're all subject to qualification and availability. But I hope it does show you that we're really serious in investing in you to help grow our business and reduce the friction to getting our customers to purchase and deploy your solutions that are built on top of Cortana Analytics. And again, to stress that point, a key differentiator for us is the building of solutions through our partner ecosystem, and we really want to show that not just through, again, through materials, but funding as well. And showcasing and co-selling. So you as partners have definitely come and talk to us about how do you get yourself listed, how do you show your logos on our sites, because we know that that really helps you get in front of your customers and show that you have the support from us as well, and it really helps gain your credibility with your customers that you guys are the Cortana Analytics partners of choice. And so we do have a partner listing site that's up today. So if you go to CortanaAnalytics.com, and what you'll see is that there is a Find a Partner button on the top. And so if you click that, you'll see the site that you see over to the right, and you can see some of the logos that are showing up on the bottom over there. And so right now, the site is up. We have some partners that we've put up there that have been piloting this effort for us in the past year. But what we want to do is really populate this with more partners. And so, and populate it with partners that are really invested in doing Cortana Analytics with us. And so what you'll see is that on aka.ms/CortanaAnalyticsPartners, as I've shown on the bottom, there is a get listed section, in which case, once you meet specific criteria, which involves getting trained as well as having having a customer, you'll have the ability to submit within the form to get listed, and we'll have the concierge service be able to look through the information, and once we validate that, we'll put you up on the site and let you know that you're on the site. And the second piece I'm going to be bringing Alan over is that through this relationship, as we get you listed, as we see you investing in building your solutions, we want to be able to sell with you. And one of the ways that we do is, one, is by using the site. It's something that our sellers, our black belts, can look at to know who are the right partners to work with on their deals. And then secondly, I'm going to bring Alan over to talk about how each of the specific subsidiaries, and in this case, the United States, want to work with you more specifically on that. So I'll hand it over to Alan.
Great. Thanks, Josh. Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone. My name is Alan Herrera. I'm a marketing manager in the U.S. sub, and I focus on advanced analytics and BI. And I wanted to talk to you about a program that we've been working with a number of partners to launch over the past couple months called the Proof of Value Program. And this slide is fairly busy, but I wanted to talk to you about a couple things. So what is the goal of the program? Well, the fundamental goal is to create a co-selling motion with partners where we work directly with customers to develop a solution using advanced analytics, specifically Cortana Analytics Suite, that is oriented towards a well-defined business problem with corresponding success metrics that drives tangible ROI for the customer. In terms of specifically what we deliver, it really amounts to, in a short term, a POC that we're calling proof of value. And the goal of that POC is really to prove out the value of an advanced analytics solution to the customer, of an operational solution. And the end goal really is to take that POC and through a longer term SI engagement that will allow you to build a longer term business relationship and more business in this particular initiative with the customer to drive an operational solution that drives material consumption of Azure. And just a couple points on how to qualify. I mean, fundamentally, you know, at a basic level, it's about going to a customer, talking to them about what their business is, what metrics they have associated with that business, and determining if they have a business problem that can be addressed through advanced analytics. And I'll give you an example in another slide. Once you've arrived at that business problem and the corresponding success metrics, to go in and drive a structured short-term engagement over a period of anywhere from a week, and that's more of a future state statement than a current state, to really what we have now that's about 2.5 weeks. And use the following structure that you see at the bottom of the slide. So once you've got a business case and success metrics, you would go in and look at sample data sets and start looking at the data and ensure that the data is in the right format for you to build some sort of solution. You would plan out who would participate in the proof of value session that would be on-site with the customer. And typically, the on-site portion is about 2 days, and you have really the following participants. Ideally, someone from the business is going to be the owner of the budget for the engagement. They're going to understand the business at depth and know what they want to achieve. If they have a data science team, you'd want to make sure that their data scientists were participating and could contribute. And then importantly, someone from central IT, because they're going to hold the keys to the data and allow you to build the solution. And so then over a course of 2 to 3 days, you would build net new IP, some sort of algorithm to help them address the issue, or leverage one of the pre-configured solutions that we're developing that will soon be available, and that'll grow over time. And that's really where you're going to be able to facilitate a much quicker engagement that could be, you know, as little as a week. Finally, you'd follow up the week after and make sure that the solution you built is working correctly, provide any corresponding training that might be necessary, and most importantly, pitch a longer-term engagement to operationalize the solution and build more business out of the engagement. So this slide, I didn't want to cover a whole lot, but the key point I want to make here is a successful proof of value engagement will be grounded in something that drives tangible ROI for the customer. And I've had an opportunity to talk with many partners over the past couple months, and one of the partners that I've worked with is a partner by the name of Mariner that's based in Greater Southeast. And they've got a great business case they're working on with a drywall manufacturing company that has 20 different locations across the U.S., And in this specific instance, a customer is interested in reducing their manufacturing defect rate. And the success metric they arrived at was a 20% reduction per location. And the ROI associated with that is $100,000 per location. So in terms of value to the customer, what that's going to drive is $2 million in annualized savings if the solution is successful. And when you're able to pitch a solution like that, it's really a no-brainer for the customer to say, yes, I want to do this. And they're going to move forward. From a cost standpoint, we recommend that you charge customers for these engagements. What we found in talking with partners is that if you deliver these for free, the customer is not necessarily going to see the associated value and dedicate the resources needed to achieve this quickly. And again, if you ground them in ROI, it's really an easy decision for the customer. In terms of what you charge, that can range from a low of, let's say, $10,000 on up to $40,000, depending on the resources that you think you're going to have to dedicate and what you see the potential upside from the engagement being. So I just want to end with this slide and talk about why we'd like you to participate. This is really the framework that we've developed, and I kind of skipped a step earlier in the first slide. This is something we've been doing internally for about a year and had a lot of success with our own data science team. But to achieve the scale that we need to achieve and can achieve with Cortana Analytics Suite, we need our partners. And as Joshua alluded to earlier, it's really only through partners that we're going to be able to develop the end-to-end solutions that include the data visualizations and all the back-end work that has to be done to make this happen. I do want to highlight that there's BIF support available at the POC level to help drive these engagements, and I'm working on a streamlined program for the U.S. sub specifically that will make the approval process quicker. And then as you operationalize these solutions, there's significant BIF available for opportunities that will drive material consumption of Azure. Priya is going to talk next and talk about the engineering support that we have available that will correspond to specific criteria in terms of deal size, in terms of deal stage, but it's very important that you know that there's support available, particularly as you're starting to ramp with this program. And that goes to the level of a data scientist from our team potentially co-engaging with you. The other piece I can help orchestrate in the US sub is to involve our global black belt team, to involve our PSSs that are engaging directly with the customer, and make sure we're all working as a team to drive these engagements. The most important reason to join this program and co-sell with us is really to help build a strong practice for your business. We're going to have a lot of momentum with the marketing initiatives that we're launching at a worldwide. We have our sales teams actively engaging in building opportunities, and so that'll only grow as we ramp throughout this fiscal. And so this is an opportunity to build short-term business and a long-term strong practice for Cortana Analytics. With that said, there aren't a lot of requirements to join the program. You really just need access to data science resources, either dedicated as part of your team or through another partnership. From a deliverable standpoint, what we're asking partners that join the program to do is to identify and target three customers for these proof of value hackathons in H1. And then having delivered those, nominate at least one customer for a case study. And the benefit to that is really to provide some good evidence around what you as a partner can do, and we'll showcase that as part of the case study and help us articulate to future customers what the value of these engagements is. The other deliverable or ask is to just put your leads into PSX that allow us to track the specific opportunities we develop through the program and see how they're progressing through pipeline. In terms of how to participate, we've created a dedicated Cortana Analytics Yammer site for the US sub, and I've got the link here in this deck, and we'll share that after the presentation. If it's easier, we've also got a partner in the US sub on our team that you can reach out to. Her name is Molly Allen, and I've put her information up on the slide. If you reach out to Molly, she'll connect you with me, and we can set up some time to talk about the program in more detail. As a next step, once you're on board, again, the only ask would be to identify and target three customers. With that said, thanks again for joining the session. I'd like to turn it over to Priya.
Hey guys, my name is Priya Sathi, and I'm actually from the engineering team working with these guys on the Cortana Analytics Partner Program. What I'm gonna talk about a little bit is engineering support. So yesterday at the keynote, Joseph talked about you guys being able to get support from engineering. And I want to spend a few minutes really talking about what this means, what in terms of what you can expect from us and how this would operate. First of all, I want to say there's really two things here. We'll be able to provide you both direct and indirect support. Many of you should already be aware of all of the MSDN forums and the support that's available via MSDN. If you aren't already aware of it, I would encourage you to get familiar with it. Every service that we've talked about in the Cortana Analytics Suite has an associated MSDN forum. What Joshua talked about a few minutes ago is a new partner portal that we're opening up for all of you. On that partner portal, he showed you there's a section that actually has the links to all of these MSDN forums. So if you guys don't need to remember these forums, you're working on something, you need support, you're getting an error, you don't know how to debug, you don't know how to troubleshoot, you really need to get support, it's a critical client issue, then go to one of these forums and you should be able to get support from there. The second part that I want to talk about is direct engineering support. And we know, and you all know, that this is complex. This is not easy. And every customer situation can be a completely different scenario that you have to deal with. So we're here to help you. And that is really the direct deal support that we want to help you with, and engineering wants to help you with. We have 100 plus engineers that can work with you and your teams really to enable you in this process and this journey of getting your clients to adopt Cortana Analytics. And what kind of help can you expect from us? Whether it's an RFP, you're working through a really high priority RFP, or you just want consultative support. You want to ask Q&A, you want to ask how can we build out this architecture, or you actually want direct help from us in actually building out the architecture with your team, or you want data science help, you need help building new models or leveraging some of our existing models, whether it's in the gallery, marketplace, building your own models. We can help you with any one of those and help you build your end-to-end solutions and operationalize them with your customers. There are just a few things that I'll talk about in order to get that direct engineering support. There are really kind of four things that we're talking about here. Your deal, whether it's, you're in a POC state or, as Alan talked about earlier, the proof of value or hackathon that you're planning to do with a customer, or, it's a full-blown implementation, it must be in about 40% sales stage in PSX. I think many of you know this is the system that we here at Microsoft have. It's the partner sales exchange system. So it must be indicated to be at 40% stage or higher. Second, we want that you are actually implementing at least two of the services in the Cortana Analytics Suite. So Azure Machine Learning, HD Insight, Azure Stream Analytics, so at least two of these services and the number of other services there in the suite. The third thing is we want to be able to see a deal value of about 150K or higher. And then lastly, how do you reach to us and get this engineering support? I would say you must be nominated by your lead, and your CNE lead or our advanced analytics black belt team. Many of you actually might already know who those folks are. And if for any reason you don't know who those folks are or your new partner is here, I would suggest that you either talk to your PSE or you email the the Cortana Analytics Concierge Service. We will also be able to help you. The Concierge Service will also be able to help you. So the bottom line is, I do want to make sure you guys are aware you're not alone in this journey. We want to provide you the help and really enable you to take Cortana Analytics, adopt it, and really depend on this. With that, I just want to wrap up with next steps. What is our call to action here? First and foremost, Joshua showed you the Cortana Analytics Partner Portal. We want you to bookmark it. We will be sending this to you after this session. You will have availability of this deck, and I believe the recordings as well. But we want you all to take this action right now. Bookmark it. Many of you have your PCs open, your laptops, your tablets open. Bookmark it right now. The second thing that we want you to do right away, since you guys have some device open at this moment, is actually go to that mailing list and sign up for it. So this is not just a normal mailing list that we've thought of and devised here. So this mailing list is actually, we're not going to reach out to you and just blast you with random stuff. This is how we're going to get you information about what is going on with the Cortana Analytics Suite. I don't know, how many of you here actually know that we have webinars every 2 weeks? Raise of hands. All right, that's less than 5. So I want you guys to know that we actually do webinars roughly about every 2 weeks. And these are not, just high level, I'll come show you the same slides, but these are actually very, very detailed webinars that will either go through an actual implementation, will walk you through how we did something and how something was implemented using a service. So this mailing list will actually give you a lot of that information, whether it's webinars or we launch something new in one of these services. One of these services is now available in a new country, a new region, or we've got some really cool features and functions. So you'll get all of this information available if you join this mailing list. And the last few things are, Josh already talked about this, we want you to take advantage of all of this. This is, you know, we've talked about so many things in the last 30 minutes or so. We want you to take advantage of this funding. We want you to take advantage of this engineering. We put all this together for you guys, so take advantage of it and take your solutions to market. In return, we want that feedback. If it's not working, if there's problems and you're running into issues, or you'd like to see features that are not in the product yet, we want that feedback. And then showcase your solution. I know you guys are all thinking about building solutions, and you guys are probably already building solutions for your customers. So come showcase that with us, because we really want you guys to be able to do that and let our customers and your customers know that we're building really cool stuff together. And if you have any questions, you have the concierge service. So that's another thing I would suggest that you do right now. Put that email in your contact list. It's a CA partner concierge at Microsoft.com. Put that in your contact list right now. And anytime you have a question, and even if it's not answered via any one of these means that we've talked about, you should be able to reach out to the concierge and get your answers. With that, I'm going to invite my co-speakers back to ask and open the floor up for any questions. Go ahead, David.
Do I need a mic? How do we showcase our partner solutions?
Joshua, you want to take that one?
Yeah, so the first way is through the site that we showed you, aka.ms/Cortana Analytics Partner. So the last section of that site, there's a Get Listed section. And in the Get Listed section, it'll provide you instructions on how to get listed on our partner site. And so the partner site, the first step is that it's going to show partners' logos. And when you click on it, what we're going to do is send it over to the pinpoint site where you can add your Cortana Analytics service to showcase. So that's kind of the first piece. The second piece that we're still working on, and we'll provide you updates either through the mailing list, is a way to present featured partners. I don't have details on it today, but it's something that we are working on, and that for partners who really built really successful solutions, have really cool case studies that you want to share with us, we will have a process for that as well to have a featured partner section. Yes?
So my question is, what is your business model for partners? Mm-hmm. We have a solution and we make money out of the solution. Mm-hmm. But what if it's only providing the customer access to Cortana and actually selling them Cortana, then the relationship ends there. So what is the business model for situations like that?
Sorry, I'm not sure if I got the question.
So how does the partner make money if he sells Cortana to the customer?
So Cortana Analytics is a platform. When you think about it, there's no finished solution that we're able to really provide. The furthest we're going to go is providing pre-configured solutions that you're able to leverage. And so what we really need is that when it comes to Cortana Analytics, it really relies on your expertise, your verticals, and your domains to be able to actually build solutions to your customers. And your customers are going to be able to find value in that. Like, we will get revenue from the plumbing from the platform, but your customers are going to be paying for your solution as well.
So I guess for us, your partners, the way we make money is only by the solutions we build, but not by the revenue that you will get from the usage of, for instance, Azure Cloud Computing or machine learning. So that's not the ideal.
So what we have there in terms of channel incentives is that for all the Azure consumption that your customer does, we actually provide you 20% of the revenue that we generate on that, on the consumption.
That answers my question. Thanks.
Okay. There you go.
You mentioned a $150,000 deal size. How is the size of the deal defined? Is that license revenue? Is that turnkey? I know it's a rule of thumb, but...
Yeah.
It's Azure consumption-based revenue.
It's the total deal. So if you have a deal where you're going to have a hybrid solution, for example, and there is going to be billed revenue on that, And it seems like Arun wants to answer
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a total deal, it sounds like, to Microsoft, not...
Total deal to Microsoft.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, just adding a little bit more context. So it's the total deal value to Microsoft. It could include more than one component of the Cortana Analytics Suite. Yeah. It could also include some potentially on-prem components that are hosted in Azure. So if you're potentially running a SQL Server Enterprise Edition instance as an IaaS virtual machine on Azure, that would count as well, right? So we're looking at total deal value in terms of revenue to Microsoft.
Would the SQL licensing on that IaaS machine count?
Yes, yes. The SQL licensing on the IaaS machine will also count.
No. This would be related to Cortana Analytics Suite.
Yeah, just to build on that last question, is that 150 over a year time frame, being that the consumption is
Yes.
Over the year.
Over a year. Okay, thanks.
We have a question back there.
Do you plan on offering this through CSP as well?
Yes.
And sorry, if
it's... All the Azure services we're trying to push over to CSP.
Okay. If it's CSP, though, and it's month-to-month billing, are you ballparking the 150K commit over a one-year period then?
Yeah, so we would have to estimate what your projected deal size would be for that deal for that customer.
So like a consumption plan could prove that, in other words. Okay, got it.
We're not trying to make this as a strict restriction. What we're trying to say is that we want to make sure that, our engineers, there's 100 of them, which is a lot, but at the same time, it's limited given that we have 600,000 partners in our NPN network. And we want to make sure that we use the best time that we have with our engineers to make sure they're working on size deals that are sizable, and we kind of put 150K as that mark. Yes, please.
So if I go to a custom, right, so I would perhaps bring my solution of maybe some data scientists that are going to help them to predict something, right? So that's one fee that would charge the customer. Mm-hmm. It is also the fee of the usage, for instance, of machine learning or cloud computing. Mm-hmm. So the idea for, I think, the way I see as your partner is to go to the customer with one a package, right? This is how much it's going to cost you total.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So far, what I've seen is like, we are not, is this Yonte, it's like, this is what I'm going to offer you, but we don't know exactly, how to price the Microsoft services. So what's the best way to resolve that? So when we go to the customer, we tell them, this is how much it's going to cost you total, because sometimes they get surprised, oh, it's going to cost me also more because of cloud computing. So what's the best way to resolve that problem I've seen?
Do you have any discussion on the price estimator?
Yeah, so a couple of ways. So Cortana Analytics Suite, and I think Joseph mentioned this yesterday, we'll announce the fully bundled price in about a month or so time frame later this fall. Today, the services, many of these services are already GA. Power BI is GA, Azure ML is GA, Stream Analytics is GA. So you can actually go to our site, and all of these have pricing available. One of the things that we've talked about, because this is a consistent question that's come via partners over the period of time, is how do we price and how do we provide our customers total cost of ownership? We've talked about building a model that you can kind of use to actually help facilitate that conversation as well with customers.
Thank you.
Love to see it.
Okay. So when it comes to Internet of Things, does it fold into Cortana Analytics now, or is it a separate black belt offering by itself?
It's a great question. Yeah. And today, there are two separate offerings. Yeah. And there's a lot of intersection between the two from the actual components point of view and from an engineering point of view. For sure, there's a lot of intersection. ML is a common theme in IoT and CAS. But they're two separate offerings.
And we will have an IoT suite coming out in the coming year. And when that happens, we will be able to, we will be working on figuring out how do we cater to partners that specifically want support on the IoT specific scenario. And so that's coming soon. And I know that there's going to be a lot of overlap with that, but that's something to watch out for.
We're actively working on a couple of IoT scenarios. Is that something that your team would be entertaining? Because it'll be leveraging the Cortana Analytics suite
as
well?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
These are great questions, guys. Thank you.
All right, well, we'll be here. So if you have any specific questions that you want to come and ask us up here, feel free to do so. And again, thank you so much for coming out to Redmond to hear more about the Cortana Analytics Suite. And I am really excited to spend the next year working on making us both successful in Cortana Analytics. Thanks, guys. Thank you.